Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight, Nick Martinelli drops 29 points on Minnesota as the Northwestern Wildcats defeat the Gophers at the Barn 75-63. Big win for Northwestern, trying to, you got teams jockeying for position, trying to, at minimum, secure a chance to go to Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. Getting late now in Champaign, and Illinois might be getting right. Had a lot of the injury issues, the sickness going through that team. Brad Underwood telling some reporters down in Champaign that I think they're starting to turn the corner with their health. Not good timing for Iowa as Illinois leads the Hawkeyes 76-56 with about 3.5 minutes left in that game. They're, again, a really dangerous team. I know we've talked about them quite a bit, but as difficult a year as it has been, you get yourself right about this time, a lot of that other stuff gets forgotten in a hurry.
Well, it does. Yeah, and I think that's you look at kind of where Illinois is trending. And I know this, and you also should have expected this after what happened at Madison Square Garden against Duke, too, right? So I think this was one of those, too. Like, there's a pride check a little bit. And, they've answered that. They've answered that.
Yeah, they're going for what would be their 18th win of the year, trying to improve to 10-8 in Big Ten play. His soft pretzel connoisseur Noah Eagle stopping by over here. It's the best. I know. I saw that. It's good. Try the popcorn next time.
Hey, come on now.
We get very informal here in the post.
We very, very informal.
But yeah, and we see what happens here with Illinois winning the game today. Tomorrow, you've got some fun games, and the one that I think most of us are going to be keeping our eyes on will be a game in College Park, Maryland. The Terrapins and the Spartans, the Maryland Terrapins, the question continues to be about what kind of strength do they have off the bench. But their starting five
is really good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
And, Kevin Willard's done a terrific job with that team. They've turned things around after kind of a tough year by their standard, by most standards last year. But they're sitting there. I mean, right now they would have the tiebreaker against Wisconsin. Badgers at 12-5, Terps 11-5. You got teams jockeying for position, but this was big. I mean, we talk about chasing teams, Butchie. You've also got UCLA lurking, and UCLA would have a tiebreaker against Wisconsin. Badgers stay a game ahead of the Bruins. So you got a lot of things you're looking at here in the Big Ten and seeding, and then Big Ten tournament, obviously, and then the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I'm just glad we're having the conversation for the top four conversation versus the bottom, because the bottom is gnarly as well. Obviously, you have Washington there, but you've got two teams with five wins. You got
actually
three,
six now.
Yeah.
They should have six Northwestern.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, I don't know if seven wins keeps you out of not going. That's the crazy thing about it.
Yeah, that's the weird part about it, and I'm sure.
I mean, if you say seven Big Ten wins, you think, okay, we're at least going to get to the tournament.
It's the interesting dynamic now, and I'm sure not everybody loves it, particularly if you're one of those teams battling for it, but it does add some intrigue late in the season where you have these teams with a lot to play for if getting to the Big Ten tournament is important to you. And Northwestern is saying, yeah, it is.
It is, yeah.
Big win for them. Gopher is now kind of up against it. They're both 6-11.
You got four teams with six wins. You've got four teams with seven wins. You have four wins by Washington and five by Penn State. Yeah, talk about a bunch of tiebreakers trying to figure out that last one that's not going to be going to the tournament. Because you want to always give yourself a chance. If you're in that spot, now thankfully, say this, but thankfully we never had to do that. I've never had to go to the tournament and have to win the whole thing. We did play against an Illinois team that needed to go, and they made it all the way to the championship game and ended up losing to us. That needed to go the full way and try to get a win. They didn't. And then their season was over with.
Yeah, and you're right, though, because you just look back last year. It's not the Big Ten, but it's the ACC.
Absolutely.
NC State into the regular season on a four-game losing streak.
Correct.
It was trying to play its way into the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
And look what happened.
And as long as you give yourself a chance by getting in the tournament, there's a chance.
Yeah.
It's slim, but it's a chance.
Yeah, so you got some teams jockeying for that. Badgers, of course, trying to minimum, get that double bye, get into the top four, and then see what happens. Keep winning their games, and then see what happens with the teams in front of them in the standings. Badgers win it tonight, 88-62 over the Washington Huskies. We'll have more as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Washington tonight, 88-62. We are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Game ended early, so Peacock had some time to fill there, getting up to 10 o'clock. That was a quick one tonight. And only five turnovers. So we can start with any number of things, but only five turnovers is probably not a bad place to start.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously good. Those assist numbers being up, if you can assist at least on close to 50% of your baskets, we were not near that on Saturday. And so it just told me the ball movement, the aggressiveness, we were in attack mode from pretty much start to finish and from a lot of different people. So it was good to see, obviously, John Blackwell, really brought his A game and, just the contributions we got from Janicki and McGee and Amos off the bench. I thought they were all aggressive. And like I said, Steve anchored the paint. And really a good team win, a good solid across the board, very consistent and very, it's exactly what you would hope the bounce back would be.
Yeah, I watched him through you guys at 1-3-1, which you guys knew was going to come, but it kind of slowed down the pace there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it good to see different defenses, just knowing where you're going into March like absolutely. That? Like, I mean, because we Big Ten play, you don't see a lot of that.
No, you don't. You don't see
so
that.
So just it's kind of good. I mean, in my opinion, I looked at it and said, great. This is great reps. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got to find how to find that pace, to find that ball movement.
Yeah, and the biggest thing against that was when we didn't do well against it, it was because we played in panic mode. Like I said, the thing isn't a grenade or a hot potato. Mm-hmm. Like, just calm down, make a ball fake, make a shot fake. There's somebody open. Just find them. And we did, you know, we were able to do that much better once we got a little feel. And you get a little feel for it. You know, we worked on it in practice, but they do it every day. Our 1-3-1 is a little different. It's not as maybe as extended and I thought on film they did some good things with it. They've given some teams some trouble with it, and you know, we were able to, once we figured it out, you know, it was much better.
One of the things you've already touched on it here, and we've talked about it this season, the depth that you guys have. Kamari McGee, you know, gets out there and gets a lot of minutes in the second half as Max kind of sits out the second half of the game. But it's, I don't know if luxury is the right word, but it's got to be of some comfort to you and your staff to know that if you got to go in there, it's not just a guy who's going to hold the fort to the next media timeout. It's somebody who's going to make things happen at both ends of the floor.
Step on the gas when he's on the floor. And we've done that all year. He's really been a great additive when he steps on the floor. And then, like I said, Gilmore's done that throughout the year. And then Jack Janicki, I thought the more he played, the better he got tonight. He just got really comfortable, really aggressive. He was everywhere. And it showed just with his production and the things he did defensively on the glass. It's good to see. It was a good experience for him, too, to get in there and get an extended run.
Yeah, you look at Big Steve getting 100 career wins. Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good winning percentage there for him. It also means you got a pretty good winning percentage, too. But impacts winning so many different ways.
He does. He does. I mean, he's just, you know, 4 assists, 1 turnover, scores when he needs to score. You know, like I said, he was he's just really solid all the way around, and happy for him. Obviously, he's played on a lot of good teams and won a lot of games, and hopefully a lot more to go.
Well, that's one of the best things about this team. You've got guys who've been on those big stages here as you press through the end of this season. So you get a little chance to exhale tomorrow, and then it's in a few days off to Michigan State.
Yeah.
A little break time, and
here we go. You know, we get tomorrow as our normal day off, and then we got 3 days here to prep and, you know, get ready for, obviously, a really good Michigan State team.
All right. Go enjoy it.
We will.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Greg Gard joining us courtside as the Badgers win it over Washington tonight, 88-62. We're back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wisconsin 88, Washington 62. We mentioned up next the Spartans on Sunday afternoon, a 12:30 tip. Our coverage starts at 11:30 Central Time. Badger fans, the diehard Badger fans know this. I'm not sure how many people do, but Wisconsin has won the last 3 trips.
Yes, they have.
Into the Breslin Center.
Yeah.
And I believe that is a party of one of Michigan State.
It is the party of one. I do remember that last December, us having that conversation as that happened.
Yeah, so it's.
I don't remember a lot of things. It's amazing.
Oh, your mind's like a steel trap.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They'll go there, and you got the 2 coaches with a great deal of respect and you know, genuinely like each other. Tom Izzo, the all-time winningest coach in the Big Ten Conference. They've got a big one tomorrow in College Park, but that's the fun part of this. We were talking about teams scrambling to stay out of the bottom 3 in the Big Ten. The Badgers are still in this thing in the Big Ten Conference, so a lot on the line coming up.
It is, and you look at that, you know, schedule Michigan State has played. I mean, it's been loaded here recently, so that's going to be another good one.
All right. Again, our coverage starts at 11:30 on Sunday morning. Tip time, 12:30 Sunday afternoon from East Lansing. Again, your final, Wisconsin 88, Washington 62. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Sunday afternoon as the Badgers take on Michigan State. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
That is in a mosque, and the kids go to pray three times a day. You're okay with your public tax dollars going to that?
If it's not teaching Sharia law, I want to know the curriculum.
CJ, curriculum generally are not subject to public standards when they are voucher and charter schools. They can set the curriculum at whatever they want. That's one of the concerns.
Answer, Maggie. You want to just shut me off? I can answer.
CJ, do you want to complain about how I'm handling your call, or do you want to have a discussion with me? Because I'm trying to keep you focused on the fact that there are problems with voucher and charter schools, and largely it is that there is very little oversight. It is not required in any state. It is entirely jurisdictionally specific. They don't have to disclose their curriculum. They do not have financial accountability unless a particular jurisdiction does it that way. And it funds a religiously based education. Are you okay with public tax dollars funding an education that promotes Islam?
Are you okay with us failing our kids?
Please answer my question, CJ. We can argue about standards and outcomes all we want, and that is a different conversation than talking right now about standardless, privately operating schools for profit that are teaching our kids religion. And maybe not the religion that you like. That's my question today. We can argue about outcomes, and we should do that, and let's have that discussion, CJ. But today, I want to know, are you okay with a school in a mosque that's teaching the pillars of Islam using public taxpayer dollars?
Again, it depends on their curriculum. I believe parents should have the choice to take the money that they're spending on their kids and take it from a failed school.
CJ, I'm going to hop in here. A parent has the choice to take their own money and spend it on their kids' education whenever they want. It's called a private education that they can pay for. I have been in favor of choice schools set under an income limit. I don't think public tax dollars should subsidize well-to-do, upper-middle-class private school education without standards, without financial accountability that are teaching our kids religion by anybody's, I'm not sure what it is. Because we don't have oversight of any of that. That's the problem. And maybe a little later this week or early next, we'll get to arguing about outcomes, how to measure them, what the metrics should be, and how to do that best in a public education situation. When we come back, I want to talk about DEI in the age of Trump and a little bit of Black history, some things that MLK has said that you might not have ever heard. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
Which would you prefer to be right?
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. Want to give some love to all of the folks on the text lines. Wes from Middleton, Tom from Jackson, Wayne from Montello. We're going to try to get you on the phones too. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I want to address two brief things about education before I move on to DEI and the age of Trump. One of the things that I hear a lot is public schools aren't working. Why should I pay for them? There has been a group of conservatives for a long time that want public education and all tax support of public free education to go away. Milton Friedman in 2006 said to the right-wing advocacy group ALEC that we need to, quote, abolish the public school system and eliminate all of the taxes that pay for it. That is what all of this is about. And if they can't do that right away, better to absolutely starve and dismantle all of the funding for public education, funnel it into your chosen, mostly white, nearly exclusively Christian, maybe a little Christian nationalist schools with no standards that are profit-making operations, and see how all that works out. Because here's the thing, CJ, and others that keep talking about, it's not working. I have yet to find a single study that shows systematically that choice and voucher schools accomplish and achieve better consistent results than public schools do. And the ones where that has been sporadically, again, not consistently demonstrated, are schools that get to discriminate and pick their students. Listen, if I got to pick my own school and put, like, well, I'll take all the A kids from the rich families with all the resources because they'll probably do real well. Yeah, I'd have a highly performing school. When you can pick your student body, that's kind of how it goes. The challenge is, if we believe in public education, if we believe our children have a right to access meaningful, rigorous public education for free, and our kids, maybe in certain neighborhoods, maybe in certain cities are challenged with more trauma than other kids, are hungrier than other kids, are sicker than other kids. But every child deserves an education. We can argue about results all we want. Do you agree that there should be rigorous, valuable public education for every child in the United States? Because the direction that we're moving is not that way. And I am going to oppose any candidate that wants to be the superintendent of this state's public education system who can't tell me a single clear thing that she wants to do with our public education system. Can't tell me if she supports Title I funding. Can't tell me if she supports IDEA funding or how, if the federal DOA goes away, we're going to provide IEPs to every kid who deserves that here in the state of Wisconsin. Nuh-uh. No thanks. It's too easy to just say, oh, it's not working. That's lazy. Because I don't hear solutions. All I hear is people that like to hear themselves complain. CJ, I'm talking to you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Wayne from Montello. Welcome to the show, sir. Thanks for calling.
I'm glad to be on. So a quick comment about what CJ said. And I know some of your listeners might think this, because I used to kind of think this, that a lot of these people that think that way are dumb. Well, they're not. I think that they're cruel. And I think that they're psychopaths. Mm. They only care about what benefits them, and what benefits them is a Christian education. The reason why he wouldn't comment on the Muslim thing is because it doesn't suit his interests. Now, my point on that is there's really no difference fundamentally between the Bible and the Quran. They all want women to be subservient, which is kind of what they want to teach. So it's like a manipulation to what suits them, and what suits them is a white Christian education.
Yeah. Wayne, I worry that in and amongst the rationales, while some attack results provide no potential go-forward solutions, that all of that is fig leaf for racism and the idea that there are certain people we really don't want educated. And the saddest part about all of this is that public schools are more needed in rural areas than urban. You are less likely to be able to afford a private school education, even with a voucher, in a rural area than an urban one. And so ask yourself, if you can get past the instinct, the confirmation bias, to just agree with everybody who wants to attack public education, if you can get past the confirmation bias, what happens if it's your family that ultimately gets hurt? What if it's your kids? What if it's your kid with the expansive set of special needs when public schools no longer exist in your rural county in Wisconsin, and not a single private voucher or charter school will take your child with disabilities? Tell me what happens when it comes to your home. And I do want to share with everybody, I think a bit of a poster child for Wisconsin education, both public and private. I went to a small Catholic grade school where I had amazing teachers. I went to a large urban international baccalaureate magnet high school in Milwaukee, got some of the best education a kid could receive in this state, attended Marquette University for not one, but two degrees, and then attended the University of Wisconsin-Madison for law school. And all I can say is every child deserves every single one of the opportunities that I had. And it shouldn't depend on what stinking zip code you were born in as to whether or not you get the best our education systems have to offer. We're going to continue this great discussion and move on to DEI in the time of Trump when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pam Yonke is up next with your farm update. Keep it locked. This great discussion continues next.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm David Packer. The Republican-led House has passed a budget blueprint meant to deliver on President Trump's agenda. House Speaker Mike Johnson says House Republicans are delivering.
A lot of work yet to be done, but we're going to celebrate tonight, and we'll roll up our sleeves and get right back at it in the morning.
It includes $4.5 trillion in tax breaks, $2 trillion in spending cuts, and extending the tax cuts that President Trump signed in his first term. Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. President Trump asked about that email Elon Musk sent to federal employees over the weekend, asking them to list five things they did or be fired.
Well, it's somewhat voluntary, but it's also if you don't answer, I guess you get fired. What it is, do people exist?
The FAA says a Southwest Airlines plane landed safely at Chicago Midway after a close call with a business jet that entered the runway without authorization. This is ABC News.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions.
The Packers are in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. At the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players will work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime. Time to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddy Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothée Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds here in the overnight with showers likely, lows dropping to the mid-30s, our winds out of the east and northeast. Wednesday, that breeze goes around to the northwest in the afternoon. A few showers early, then mostly cloudy and mid-40s. Right now, it's 37.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manor is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree
with
whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Will Westmoreland is a farmer in southwestern Missouri. He has some explanations on why we are where we are today. It's really important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, talking about a revolution.
I got a revolution for you in public education. Here's an idea. Starting salary for public school teachers, $100,000. And it goes up the more challenging the school district you work in. It goes up the higher percentage of your class that has IEPs. It goes up the harder your stinking job is. How about performance bonuses for teachers? We don't have enough public school teachers. Let's put in an actual minimum wage. When teachers who work full-time can't pay for housing in places like Mississippi, Georgia, and Alabama, Kentucky, that's an education crisis. But I don't hear calls from the right to pay teachers what they're worth. No, we're going to give tax cuts to billionaires and defund public education. Really ticks me off. Also have to just get in this one last thing before we move on, folks. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about public education. We got a big superintendent race here in the state of Wisconsin. General election on April 1st. We got one candidate who is the current superintendent. Lots of challenges in public education, no doubt about it. We got another candidate endorsed by crazy Moms for Liberty in the far right, taking gobs of money from billionaire donors, who has no articulated platform at all other than, like, choice is good and something vague about standards. Here's the other small topic that I've got to get in on very briefly. I hear this one a lot. I sent my kids to private school. I just went to private school. Why should I pay for public education? It's one of my favorites. Because when I hear this from people, my response is something along the lines of this. Well, I have my own militia and a small arsenal. Why should any of my tax dollars pay for the U.S. military? Well, I have a huge burn pit in my backyard, so I don't think any of my tax dollars should go to municipal waste disposal. I have my own little rocket ship that I fly around in. I don't think any of my dollars should go to any of our roads or bridges or other infrastructure. That same little militia and my big arsenal, yeah, not only should I not pay for any of the U.S. military, I don't need to pay for any of the local police force. I created a new fire retardant substance that my entire house is covered in, so I'm going to opt out of paying any taxes for the fire department. Just saying. It's not a multiple choice thing with your taxes. The way that we impact that is through voting. And I think it is irresponsible to elect someone to be the superintendent of public education in the state that has no articulable platform, no plans, nothing specific that she wants to change or keep or, I don't know, do if the federal Department of Education goes away. No articulable platform whatsoever. That's not somebody I'm going to be voting for. Tom from LA, you're going to help me bridge from this topic of public education into my next one of DEI in the age of Trump. Go for it, Tom.
Thanks as always, Maggie. First, why would you want to pay for two school systems, people of Wisconsin?
Great point.
You would lose your Friday football games, which is a kind of a community thing. You would lose forensics and debate. You would lose basketball games that you all go to as a community. If you're going to start completely depleting the public school system, this is what you're getting rid of. So a vote for this woman that's with the charter schools is a vote for that. You aren't going to have that community Friday night football games, especially in the rural areas. And I know I grew up in a town of 2,000. That was a big part in Wisconsin, in Durand, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So I would really, really think twice about how it is that you want to tear down the public schools. Second, when it comes to, because I know we're making a bridge to DEI. Maggie, the way I thought of DEI is as a white, gay, white privileged gay guy, because that's what I am. You know what? When I see someone is for diversity, equity, and inclusion, I want to work for that company.
Yes.
I want to bring my talent, my Wisconsin work ethic to the job to be the best I can be. I don't want to have to worry about working for someone that may have a bias against LGBTQ, black, whatever it might be. So I actually feel more comfortable. And when I feel more comfortable, I can do my job more complete.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that happened here in California when they finally added sexual orientation to the list of different things that you can't discriminate upon. It's more about the support. It's more about the fact that you can't just have the good old boys, and what I mean by that is white Anglo-Saxon Protestant men, making jokes like Teddy did a week ago when he said, hey, you know, basically he was saying, hey, little lady.
Yes.
That is what erases the DEI. DEI does not mean you're getting hired before somebody else, for all you people out there that think that. It means that we're going to kick your ass, and we are going to work on our merits to be the best that we can be, and you're not going to get the job off of merit and success and work ethic. And I will challenge anybody of these right-wing callers. You want to have a one-on-one at who has a harder work ethic than myself versus you conservatives that are always playing victim? Bring it on.
With that, Tom from LA, thanks for your call. Let's take a listen to Representative Jasmine Crockett. And Cal, this is going to be cut 27 on this very same idea.
I am tired of the white tears. Listen, if you are competent, you are not concerned. When I walk into Congress every single day, you know why I don't feel a way and why you can't make me doubt who I am? Is because I know that I had to work 10 times as hard as they did just to get into the seat. When you look and you compare me to Marjorie Taylor Greene or me to Lauren Boebert, there is no comparison. And that is the life that we have always lived. So the only people that are crying are the mediocre white boys that have been beaten out by people that historically have had to work so much harder. This is why they don't want us to have education. This is why they are trying to literally say we won't fund the HBCUs, because they know that if they've already gone after affirmative action and they're saying, you know what, don't allow them to come into, say, these PWIs, as we call them, don't allow them to come into these institutions. We know why they created the HBCUs in the first place. It was because they wouldn't allow us into the white institutions. And so now they're not allowing us in. And now they're saying, you know what, we're also going to defund the HBCUs. You know why? Because they don't want any more Kamala Harris's. They don't want any more Jasmine Crockett's. But I got news for them. I don't care what they do. We will fight to the end to make sure that we get our due.
I have such a hard time on a day-over-day basis understanding why anyone who truly works hard and is truly extraordinary, has talents, has exceptional abilities, is afraid of, complains of DEI. I don't get it. Because the only thing that DEI stands for is that you don't get the presumption of entitlement to that job, to that benefit, to that perk, to that enrollment slot because you're white and wealthy and or male and or cisgendered. It's not opposing people that are white, wealthy, cisgendered, male. It's saying you simply don't get the presumption of entitlement in every single space that you're in, that we must actually consider the talents, skills, and experiences of people who aren't white, cisgendered, and male, and wealthy. You know what? Affirmative action is still legal in this damn country? Legacy admissions to our nation's most elite universities. That's affirmative action. It's affirmative action for mediocre, rich white people. So don't talk to me about merit. And I'll tell you this much. I have worked in a diversity of environments over a 20-plus year career as an attorney, as an economist, as a public servant. Do you think a girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, had to work as hard or harder than a kid with a trust fund that attended Columbia or Harvard to get the same job that they got at a law firm in New York upon graduation from law school? Do you think that a girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, whose mom grew up on a farm, whose dad was a civil servant who paid his way through college, that doesn't have a trust fund, didn't have any connections in the East Coast corridor of elite prep schools and Ivy League universities, once I got to said law firm, had to work as hard or harder than the people that had the same job as me that knew 25 different equity partners at that firm because their dads or moms and dads all went to school at said elite East Coast corridor prep schools and law schools. So affirmative action very much still exists in this country. It operates to privilege mediocre white kids who are rich who wouldn't have otherwise been able to get into said universities. Because why would you mark on your application that you're a legacy if your application was good enough to get you in on that thing that they like to call merit? You wouldn't. And here's the thing. All of that has gotten sold to you, to all of us in the middle class, hardworking folks in the middle class, based upon this fallacy, and I talked about it right in the wake of the election, as if there's not enough for all of us. You have been told that the world is zero sum and that there's not enough, and that if a black or brown person or a gay person or somebody that's got a different pronoun than you think they should, a woman, that if they do better, you, in this instance, in this discussion, a white man has to do worse. That's a lie. And it's one of the most dangerous lies of modern American political currency today. So do not believe in this lie of zero-sum, false scarcity, dog eat dog. If my neighbor does better, then I'm doing worse. That is a lie fed to you by people like Elon Musk to keep us more worried about what our black brothers and sisters are doing, or our white brothers and sisters are doing, or the gay family down the street, as opposed to what the billionaire overlords are doing. Lori from Beaver Dam, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
That is a lie.
Hey, Lori, can you turn your radio down and give it another shot?
Oh, yes. Hi. Sorry. Yeah. I have a question about just maybe you can help me with the DEI. Are there many companies that just want to hire white men? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Do these the companies, the guys that these right-wing rich guys, they just want to hire white men?
I'm going to hold this question, bring everybody back to answer, like, why do we need DEI? Are companies intentionally just trying to hire older, rich, white guys? What's up with that? We're going to hold Lori's question. Thank you so much, Lori, for Beaver Dam. We're going to answer it on the other side of this break. You want to hear my thoughts on that? You're going to have to keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've just started to go deep into our conversation this afternoon about DEI in the age of Trump. DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. What's the opposite of that? What does it mean when somebody says, like, we need to get DEI out of our company? You mean you want a segregationist, inequitable, exclusive company? Institution of higher learning? We were asked by a new caller just before the break, why do we need DEI? Let me give you an example. When I was the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County, one of the first things I did was look at our total expenditures every year that we spent on outside lawyers. I had an office of 15 lawyers and 10 paraprofessionals, so we got 25, 26 people on staff. So when we go, when we don't do the work in my office and we send it out, I wanted to take a look at all those expenditures. Is that reasonable? Should we be able to do some of that in-house? Oh, and since these are tax dollars that are being spent for this outside counsel services, and they come from the taxpayers of Milwaukee County, which is a very diverse county, my hope would be that the law firms that are enriching themselves from county taxpayer dollars, that those companies, those law firms, have demographics that reflect, or at least attempt to reflect, I don't know, look a little bit like the taxpayers that are paying those bills. So I wanted to know, what are the demographics of these law firms that my office would hire when we couldn't do the given legal business of the county. Would it, by the way, you want to Google this and find the report I released? Go ahead. My last name is spelled D-A-U-N. That was Milwaukee County Diversity Report in 2018. What would you be surprised that when I did this, and when I looked at the equity partnership ranks of the largest law firms in southeastern Wisconsin, one of those law firms had zero black equity partners. Zero, not one. That nearly all of them had less than 10% equity partners of all non-white groups. That nearly all of them had less than 30% equity partners who are female. This notwithstanding the fact that enrollment of non-white people in law school and women has been exploding over the last 25 years, that women, as a proportion of law school graduates, are now more than men and have been every year for the last 20 plus years. And yet, equity partners in almost any law firm, you're not going to see a 50-50 split. Oh, 30% is doing real good. Now, unless you want to call me up and be like, yeah, women are dumber than men, which is an argument I'd love to have. The reason for that, the reason for that inequity, is that absent some very thoughtful, deliberate approach to hiring, compensation, and promotion, every single person's brain that is listening right now, we are wired from our first moments, from the beginning of humanity, to preference and think of as safe those people that look most like us. Because back in our Cro-Magnon days, threats abounded, and our tiny little tribe of people that looked like us, that was our safe space. The first safety that's ever given a child comes from its parents, who are more likely than not to look just like the baby. Our brains are wired to prefer people that are just like us. And so we can overcome that ancient, unsophisticated way our brain looks by bringing it from our subconscious into our day-to-day conscious mind. And those that do that are more likely than those that don't to say, oh yeah, hey, this woman didn't go to an Ivy League law school, but boy, does she have some she's an economist. Maybe we should hire this woman from the University of Wisconsin Law School, even though we've never done that before. Even though I don't have a frat brother who's her dad that I can call up and like get a vouch. And I don't mean, please accept my most sincere apology for using myself as an example here. Do you think it might be worse, more challenging, more discriminatory if I was a black woman? Do you think it would be worse, more challenging, more discriminatory if I was a black trans woman? Do you think it would be worse, more discriminatory, more challenging, less likely to reward me for my merit in this world if I was a black trans woman in a wheelchair? That, my friends, is why we need DEI. Because people besides those that look, live, love just like you, they are also talented, maybe even more talented than the next candidate or applicant in your business that, again, looks, believes, loves, and lives just like you. And I haven't even gotten into all the Harvard Business School studies that say the more diverse companies are, the higher their profits are. That's going to do it for me today. I'm going to be sticking around with Dom Salvia, who's up next for a little overtime with Maggie Dawn on the Dom Salvia Show. Remember, I'll stick up for you. I hope you stick up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. So you walk away from me, yeah.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources tell ABC News that U.S. and Ukraine have agreed to a deal that would give U.S. rights to Ukraine's rare earth materials. This comes after intense pressure from President Trump in return. Trump says Ukraine will get $350 billion and lots of equipment. Trump Tuesday saying,
Ukraine, I will say they're very brave and they're good soldiers, but without the United States and its money and its military equipment, this war would have been over in a very short period of time.
With a razor-thin margin, Speaker Mike Johnson was able to wrangle his caucus to vote to pass President Trump's sweeping budget. The House bill now moves to the Senate. President Trump announcing that his administration plans to sell a gold card, his version of a green card, that'll cost $5 million. Trump saying it'll give wealthy people a fast route to citizenship. The FAA says a Southwest Airlines plane landed safely at Chicago Midway after a close call with a business jet that entered the runway without authorization. This is ABC News.